Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Good, thank you. Under the circumstances, and you?
Yes, exceptional times, but I suppose Extract keeps plugging away, or drilling away, as the latest news suggested. Could you just tell us, well, firstly about Eureka, which is, you always seem to be very keen on talking about that.
Yeah, well, Eureka is a license we've got. It's in the central part of Zambia, probably about 130, 150 kilometres from the nearest known, shall we say, traditional copper belt. And it's had work done on the past, and some good numbers came from that, particularly RST, and to a lesser degree, Caledonia, but nonetheless, good results. And we picked it up as a license and did our first reconnaissance drilling program, and the results we put out this week were the results from that program. And, they're very, very encouraging.
I mean, I think the last time we spoke, you sounded as if you are, you expected good things from Eureka. Has this exceeded your expectations?
That's an interesting question. I find it extremely intriguing. We drilled in and around an old pit, which is only one part of the license, if you like. That extends for a kilometre. Then in the west corner, you've got a similar type of zones. I expect to get reasonable results, but I was quite surprised at the width and the presentation of the ore body. It would appear that it's steeply dipping, probably vertical, and about 30 metres wide. So that, they're pretty good results when you start talking about 15 meters, 0.81, and I think 32 meters at 32 meters at 1.58. And that's serious stuff, and over 90 meters at 2%. And as I say in my little note to the drilling results, nobody is producing those sort of results from Zambia at the moment. So it's back to, if you follow us, don't make a summer, as we know, but it's very, very promising, and hopefully back to the old days. And I'm very, very encouraged. And, of course, there's some gold in association, so that too is very good. I mean, you're talking about 0.53. Half a gram of gold is quite nice, but, that's exceptional. And, of course, there seems to be a direct correlation between the copper and gold. So, in summary, not to ramble on, Zach, as I have a tendency to do, I'm sorry for that, but I'm very encouraged, very, very encouraged, and they're significant results from what was not much more than a reconnaissance program to test the veracity of the situation.
Right, and so what's next? I mean, as I said, the last time we spoke, it was about the drilling. What are your next moves in terms of these assets or potential assets?
This Eureka asset is nicely placed to processing facilities. So the pit, as I mentioned earlier, we're drilling in and close to the pit for our first program, and we did step out quite nicely. It's to do a small program to define probably a million and a half tons in order to start a small scale pit, because like it or not, times have changed. I think, 10 years ago, an explorer could have embarked upon a total exploration mission, but in this particular, our cash flow whilst you do it is very good. So the plan really is to put ourselves in a position to recommence that small pit and at the same time explore the larger license. As I said, I've got a kilometre to the west, and then we've got a parallel situation which is in the western corner of the project where over 9% has been recorded in some of the sampling around there. So find an immediate pit that we can subcontract out to mine, deliver to local processing capability, and explore the bigger program. I think the operation can be done concurrently, step out program to see if the strike continues to the west. Well, the strike does continue, the anomaly. Test if it's similar type material, and of course to prove up not much less than a million tons of ore so that we can start a a nice little open pit and to get into some cash flow.
And so would you
would plan? The rains are done now. They won't be, well, not particularly done, but they're not going to affect us. By the time we've mobilised, the rain won't be part of our won't come into a consideration.
Right, and would you see production towards the end of this year, or what's your time frame on that?
Oh, I think we can be faster than that because the local need. I mean, we live at a time when probably you think we never need copper again. But the reality is that the copper market is active. You know, people are seeing beyond this virus. And so, what is it? It's drill a dozen holes, dewater the pit, and there's not a lot of water in this particular pit. It's and then subcontract someone to a company which is quite a few in Kitwick to come in and commence mining. So I'd be hoping to do that by July latest.
Okay, well that sounds like quite prompt, really. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed for your update.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.